כן, סימן קוף זיין, סיף זיין. אף על פי שיש לו אדם, מקו במוקים הנוחס תפילן. Even though a person has a מקו במוקים הנוחס תפילן, יניח תפילן, he still has the capability of wearing תפילן, כי מוקים יש בזרויה לניח שתי תפילן. So that means even though במוקים הנוחס תפילן in one place he can't put the tefillin, but there's mokim bezroya to put two pairs of tefillin. Ki ha'etzem ha'samuch le'beis ha'shechi mechetshei ad ha'kuvodoi u'mokim ha'nochas tefillin. So here the Mechaber says that from the half of the bone, from the half of the bone till the elbow is a place to put tefillin, so you can put two tefillin there. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, it does not mean mamish till the elbow because there's no muscle there, but that means from the half of the bone to where there's still muscle, one can, this place for two pairs of tefillin. Zot, Dr. Mishnah Berurah, Ada kuvodoi, Rotzoloima, Babosa hatafuach, Ashelatzat akuvodoi. That means the muscle area that is facing the elbow, Vile Ada kuvodoi mamish. It means you can't put the tefillin directly next to the elbow because there, that's not a mokim of tefillin. We had mentioned when you started learning the siman that should be generally there's a two finger space from the elbow till the start of the muscle. Vim nispashit hamake b'chol b'sara tafuach asher letzad hakuvodai. And if the maka on the muscle is spread out over this whole area, so Memela here, he doesn't have any place to put the tefillin. So Yuchalis mechaldas hamekil lemaniach baboso atafuach hashem b'chatzi ha'oyin shalatzem. We had learned that if you divide the etzem, the bone in half between the, which is between the armpit and the elbow, so the muscle area overlaps both sides of the etzem. So if the side, the half towards the elbow, there's a maka there, he can put the tefillin over on the area of the chatziya etzem, which is facing the armpit. Yuchalisma yichaldas hamekilim laniach baboso atafuach asher b'chatziya oyein shel etzem. V'im hamako gedoylo. And if he has on the elbow, if he has on the muscle, there's a large maka mitzta'er b'hanochas ha'tfilin. He has tzar, is potom meniach tfilin shoyat. So then he's not mechuyev. That means wherever he'll put it, he'll be in pain. Ha'tfilin ishel leimokim v'niach shoreish levad chdor b'simen chavov ayin shom. Okay, let us go further. The half of the muscle goes under the, here's a picture of the over the, if he cannot accomplish by putting it underneath the half of it, he can put it on top. But that's a machlokes. That means the mechaber and the Rama holds it's no good, but the guy in the drish holds it is good. So I'll come. No, he's not talking about the mechaber. The Mishnah Berurah is just telling us the mechaber is just saying you should put mechatzi yetzem ad kuvodo. The mechaber was very. He said from mechatzi yetzem down, but so the chelik of the muscle, which is higher than that, the mechaber holds that's not a mokim tefillin. That's the shittas of mechaber, and that's the shittas of Rama in the beginning of the siman. Agree that the mokim tefillin is only mechatzi yetzem ulamato, but the goyin and the drisha holds it's good mechatzi yetzem ulamailo also. So it means we're fighting city hall. We have the mechaber and the Rama that says that it's no good. But we have, but that means if you don't have another Eitzah, you can be Samech on the Goyen and the Drisha. That's what he's saying. That is what he's saying. Now, let us go a little further. Eirech Ritzua Shel Yad. Now, what is the length, the minimal length of the Ritzua Shel Yad? Kedei Shetakif Es Hazroya. So the Ritzua has to be long enough that it could go around the Zroya. V'yikshar mimena ha-kesher, and he can make a kesher, that means he makes a kesher on the tefillin, and then the Ritzua can go around, he makes the kesher and the loop, and he can go around the Zroya. He makes the hiduk, he tightens the tefillin shel yad with that Ritzua. V'timosach, and now after he tightens the tefillin, he now, we're talking about the minimal shear, he takes the Ritzua, and here's a picture over there, he takes the Ritzua and he goes down, he doesn't make any kriches, he takes the Ritzua and goes down to the middle finger, talking about the minimum shear, and he makes three kriches on the middle finger, and that's what he says. Then he brings down the Ritzua al Esba and Tzois to the middle finger. V'yichach mimenu al Esboi shloisha kriches, three kriches. V'yikshar, and he should be kosher. Now what does he do now? He should be kosher. V'yikshar means, so the Piskei Tshuva says, and Neuches Rabbeinu he brings down, the yikshar means something very interesting, that you should stick in the end of the Ritzua, you should stick it, I made three kriches, and now the end of the Ritzua, you should stick it in, it shouldn't open up. So Be'etzem, they bring down a very interesting lotion of the Rambam and the Tshuvas. The Rambam says, Rambam, this is an Olchais Rabbeinu, Chelek Dalet Daf Kufnem Gimel. So he writes, Chazine me haRambam shekshira laacha kriches ala etzba, he hashlomas hakesher hoikri. That means the main kesher is over here, but again, this kesher could open up. So what ensures that the kesher should not open up, so we don't have any, the way we make it around our palm, so sticking it in underneath the palm, so that is fastening the Ritzua, it shouldn't open up. But if we don't have, we're talking about the minimum size of a Ritzua, so he makes the three kriches on that spot, then what's left over, he sticks it in, then it shouldn't open up. So, yeah. That's right, you don't need that. You don't need it. I'm talking about a minimum shear. No, you stick it in into the three kriches. Yeah. So it won't open up. Is that too much left? That's right. So you're talking about a minimum shear. Yes.
But there is a mean that when you put your tefillin and you chop that three kriches, at any place, that there has to be a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not married to Hashem anymore. I cannot do it because I'm finished.
When? When I put the kriches. He's not telling you to do this now. He's just telling you a shear of the Ritzua.
Why should I do it over here when I could do it
You didn't do something. We're talking about you have a small Ritzua. How big can the smallest Ritzua be? That means the shortest shear of a Ritzua. What? So one second. So he's just telling you how big the Ritzua is. So if it can be Mahanik over here, and then take it and make three kriches over here, your Ritzua is big enough. You would yaita with such a Ritzua. If it won't do that, what? I can hear.
I can't relate.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, come on. This is, yeah. V'noyegim ha'oilam, but now, that's not the minimum shear. V'noyegim, And I mean, between you and me, it would seem there's no standard shared. I mean, each person is, matters how long his hand is. I mean, his tefillin has to be able to be, make the hiduk by the bias, and then the stretch down and make three kriches, and then stick in the end of the tefillin there. So for him, that's big enough. That's big enough. And if he has a very long arm, so these are two supposed to him. Yeah. V'nayagim ha'olam, and the minig olam is levorech al hazroya, lichrech al hazroya, to wrap around the zroya. Here the zroya means the corner, the arm, the forearm, shisha, six, yeshiva, kriches, or seven kriches. Fine. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll go further. The minig is six or seven. That's the minig. The minig is others make six, others make seven. That's the minig. Well, it's optional. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah brings out what our minig is. They once said from the Rosh Yeshiva Rav Yankiv, the Chiluki Day is by the Dalit Parshis, Parshis Torah, Parshis Sarech. If you say over Rachman, you don't say over Rachman. So they asked Rabbi Zalman, what's the minig? Rabbi Zalman said, the minig is this one says you should say, this one says you shouldn't say. That's the minig. So he's saying the minig over here by the kriches, others make six, others make seven. He's telling you a minig, he's not telling you a loch here. He says, the noig is okay, fine. Ein chanam. No. The noig is not lichrech al adroi shisha yeshiva. Kriches. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Shloisha, so the Shloisha kriches. Now we're speaking about the minimum shear. Shnayim bepeirek hatachtayim, two on the peir, that means the bottom joint of the middle finger, and the echad bepeirek amtsoi, one on the middle joint. V'yesh yomrim other sefer ker, t'tchila echad bepeirek amtsoi, first you make one kricha around the middle joint, v'achakach shnayim bepeirek hatachtayim. Now these kriches we make lemaisa acha yas acha nochas hashalosh. He would not speak. We just mentioned this is the shir of the suy. He'd be capable of making it. But these kriches we make after we put out the shalosh, because there is an inyan that the tefillin shalosh should be put on right after the tefillin shalosh. These kriches. So these kriches are not the ikar mitzvah of the tefillin shel yad. So we put it, make this later. Oy shiva, v'anan naginon shiva. Our minig is we make seven kriches. Now, let us just say there are chilukei minhagim seven kriches. That means that there are really two half kriches. That means you start over here, and then you have whole kriches, and then you have another half kriche going till you go to the etzba. So others say that the two half kriches add up to seven. Others say you don't cheshbon with the half kriches, and you make seven kriches, seven full kriches. So there's different menhagim. There's different menhagim how to make these kriches. Now, so avanan neginan and shiva. So others say the two halves make one, and others say we make seven whole ones, and then we have these two. Va'ayim b'shari tshuva shemasi then lasis elu hazayin kriches rak al hazroya on the forearm. The like mitza shenoygim lasis gimel kriches ala kibonis v'dalet ala zroi. That there were others had a minig that they made three by the zroya. After the tefillin, they made three over here, and then they made four over here. She said, "No, one should make all seven on the corner. That's proper." Now let us go further. The aim lichach of the tzua al hapituro kdei lechasko al hayat. Now here, there is a picture over here. but he says you should not make that the Ritzua. That means here you have, we have here the Titura. So the Titura, let's say, is tied here. So he'll take one Ritzua and put it on the Titura, on the end of the Tefillin, to secure the Tefillin. So he says you shouldn't do that. That means it's secure by the top, by the Hiduk you're making the Mabalta. So that is enough. So you shouldn't, it's not necessary, and therefore you shouldn't be wind around the Ritzua over the Tituk de Lachas Goliath. We'll see Mishnah Berurah. Ve'elichot, so the Mishnah Berurah says, Shekvar Niskayim Ukshar Tom B'Ritzua Shalom Abarte. The Ritzua that is Shalom Abarte, with that Ritzua, you made the Hiduk. Okay, so it's called Mudik already. Uchmei betfilin shal roish, shetoli beritzua shebesoicha ma'abalta. What holds the tefillin shal roish? You have a Ritzua going through and you tighten it this way. There's no Ritzua over the tefillin to secure the tefillin. The ma'abalta makes a loop and the loop is around your head and you tighten that loop. So Mamele and by the Shalyad, you also have a Ritzua going through the Mabarta, and the Hiduk is over here, that's how it's tightened. With the other side, what's supporting the other side of the Tefillin? Nothing. So it's not necessary. So if it's not necessary, so I'm going to secure the Tefillin by putting a Ritzua over the Titura on the other side of the Bayis. It's not necessary. It's secure with the Ritzua that went through the Mabarta. שכבר נזכאים וקשרתם בצורה שלום הבאות. אומרים בצורה של ראש, שתולי בצורה שבסך המבאות. וכיוון שאין מצווה כלל בקריחה, so since there's no necessity to wrap over the titura with the ritzua, לכן אין להניח על התיתורה, so then don't wrap it over, שיש בקדושה יויסה מן הרצועה, so forth. So then you are degrading the titura. That means you're putting the ritzua over the titura, and the titura is more kaddish than the ritzua, and there's no need for you to do it. So then it's called you're degrading the titura. But v'hanoygim laniach asher roish koydim shekoychin al hazroya. Now there were others that had a minig, and that was the Shitas HaMachaba. The Shitas HaMachaba was, forget only we have the minig Ariza, but the Shitas HaMachaba was that you are mahadik the tefillin shall rush to the hand. You don't make any kriches whatsoever, and you put right away on the tefillin shall rush. So these people had a problem that if you put on the tefillin shall rush right away, the whole tefillin shel yad will become loose. So others did then, they wrapped over the titure of the tzue, that tightened it on both sides. Then some of they stuck into the tzue to secure it. And then they put on the tefillin shel yad. So there was a necessity then to wrap the tzue over the titure to make sure that it's going to remain there until he puts on the tefillin shalosh. That was the minig of the machaber, that they did not make the zayin kriches till after they put on the tefillin shalosh. So then there's a need for wrapping around the ritzua over the titurim. So yeshayim diyochalich lechaltzua alaktitzesh like tamish tefillin shiad men kaima ad sheiniach hashalosh. So if there's a need for it, it's not called I'm degrading the tefillin, even though the ritzua is a lesser kedusha than the tefillin. But then, when he put on the shalosh, then yisireno, then take it off, v'yichrech hashiva kriches. Fine. Umi shebota yodov tzoris. What if a person has very tight sleeves? So it seems the tight sleeves made that the tefillin somehow were moved from their place. Is yochalichrech savivatatuk de lechasko. So then, if the hiddik over here was not sufficient to ensure that the tefillin would remain in the place, to have again a legitimate reason to wrap around the tzua on the tzua on the other side, then you're also allowed to do it. Fine. Now that's a tzula and shel yad. Now test. Mekayim hanochas tzula shalosh. Where is the place where we put the tzula shalosh? Mei haschovas ikrei haseyo mi mitzchay. Where the hair starts growing out over the forehead. When the hair of the head starts growing out, so that is the beginning of the mokim of the tulun shalosh. That's where the titure of the tulun shalosh should be. It shouldn't extend over that area, but it can start from that area. Ad saif amokim shemoichai shaltinik loifex. And it can extend, the tulun can extend to the end of the place in the moyach, where if you have a tinaik until he's 1 year old, to the soft spot of the skull of the tinaik ends. So that means from the beginning. So he's giving us the mokim where the tefillin shel rosh starts. That means it starts by the haschol of the tzmichas hasaris, and it extends till the end of the soft spot on the head of a tinnik, and that area is the mukim for putting the tefillin shalosh. Now he has a picture over there, and the pair of tefillin, he has a picture. There's two shittas where what we're speaking about. So over here he says, what? Oh, these colors, okay. Just 1 second. Here he is over here. Oh, now, here we have a picture. Others hold that the whole area over there, till it slopes down, this is a mokim shel anochas tefillin, and others hold you divide this in half. That means till here is the mokim anochas. So for this 2 days to be a lot big down.
The proper way.
This is proper. It shows how far it should go. How far back it should go.
The middle of the head.
Okay. So this.
Nobody puts it
up there. Yeah. No. Okay. So okay. He had it over. He just matters up. It's still enough. So the shaila is
the proper way.
Yeah, this is go the proper way. Yeah. And others say it can go further down also. Here we have over here on the top. Okay, let us just see.
Maybe the pole.
Both. Yeah. Yeah. It's like the middle of that. 100%. 100%. That's as far back you can go. They bring two sheetas, though. There's two sheetas. The Bir Halacha brings one sheeta. Till it starts sloping down, it is called that's sufficient. But we're just giving the simon. We should know. We should go give a simon. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's my mishnah. It's loy sabayre. Yeah. Okay. Now let's see the mishnah below. No, there's a pshatim loy sayidach. There's a posik. The posik. Yeah, sure. And the Bahoyu Lataitov says two limudim. That when it's on the Rosh, it should be Bahoyu. You should have two. Yeah, Ikre Yasei. Let's see the Mishneh Berurah. Perish. The Bein Einecho Lav Mamishu. Bein Einecho does not mean between your eyes. The Gemrinig Zeyre Shovim Miloy Sesimu Kolcho Bein Einechem. There's a posik that says you should not tear out the hair. Bein Einechem, and there, so there, the Bein Einechem over there means the mokim where the hair grows. אף כאן, מסכום בכל מצום במוקים שיש שייכס כוחו, a place we can tear out the hair, and that place, that's the מוקים of the תפילה. דהיינו ממוקים הסחולס צמיחס הסערה שברש. It starts growing from. ורבים נכשולים בישראל זה. There are many people that are נכשול. ותאים אולי מר, and they make a mistake, שהקוצר האליון מסחיל ממוקים הסייר. That means the מפרטה, that starts, that's the end, that means the end of the tefillin, or the beginning of the tefillin, starts with the hair starts, ועיקר התפילין מונח על המסך, but the tefillin are lying on the forehead. ועוברים על איסר דרעיסה, דעיב על איסר דרעיסה, וכל התפילין צריך להיות בנוחים במוקים שיש כוח. All the tefillin, including the tetura in front of the tefillin, has to be lying on a place where there is tzmichas tzaret. Dahainu, sheyir afila kotza hatachtin shel ha-titeire, the bottom edge of the titeire, munach ha-mekoyim ha-scholos ikrei ha-seyo. Avol einu la-shkiach l'mishi yesh lo-isaris ha-rukas, a person has long hair, so he'll put, again, he'll bring down his hair, and then, so the tzulun is by the end of his hair. Shesheich v'mat chatsi ha-metzach, that his hair is, when he comes out, when he pulls down his hair, so it comes to half of his heart, l'niyach sham tefillin, ki ha-schol ha-smokim ha-tzulun tzorech liyeis me-ha-schol ha-ikrei ha-seyo shepavadachas ulamayla. The tefillin has to, the end of the tefillin, the end of the front of the tefillin has to end where the hair starts growing. The yaiser toiv, and it's preferable, laniach tzas lemaila mishilta, make it a little higher so you'll be on the safe side. The hamokim yesh barosh laniach shtei tefillin. Because theoretically you can make two pairs of tefillin, one behind the other. So memele, so if I put it a little higher, I'm not going out of place. And kadesh le yishomit lamata lametzach. So if I'm leaving over a leeway, so filu the tefillin will loosen and fall down a little bit, it's still in the proper area because I made it a little higher. V'chol hamanichon alametzach, a person who puts the tefillin on his forehead, who minik karoim, leyosa ha-mitzvah. V'chol bal nefesh yazil ha-chaveh v'yilamdem shleikosh lo bozeh. So it is preferable, that means someone else, Reuven sees that Shimon's tefillin are not lying in the proper mokim, so he should enlighten his chaveh and tell him about it. V'yilamdem shleikosh lo bozeh. Because if he will not wear the tefillin properly, so logically it's considered he never wore tefillin. The zeh kafta d'leimonach tefillin, which is amira d'kezach, that means he never wore tefillin in his life. Now, the tefillin shemenachim shloi bim v'gam abroch v'batolah. That means he never was mekayim mitzvah tefillin. And the brach he made is a brach levatol, the tefillin shemenachim shlabim kaimu lava kemenachim bekisa. V'im nishmetu mim kaimu, what is the din if the tefillin got loose and went over the shear, went towards the forehead, so achlach zirim take it. And yim brach ha'in lo b'simach ha'feisi p'yadeis, he said, we don't make a brach. Atzayif ha'mokim, And it extends to mokim shemoyche shel tinik reifes shekzasa ma'abalta shel tefillin, the other side of the tefillin, the ma'abalta that the tefillin goes through, le'yemunach l'mayla mimokim shemoyche shel tinik rach. It shouldn't go further than that mokim. It only, the furthest it goes is the till the end of the soft spot of a skull of a tibet. Now let us go further. Tzarech she. That's the next seat. Tzarech she a kesher meyachidei harosh. Now, the kesher should be in back of the rosh. Lamaylo should be lamaylo ba'orech. Ba'orech, it should be ba'orech. Now, what is the taitcha? If he has pictures over there, is a skull, and he has pictures, so we can see. Maybe if the two places, he has a skull and the pictures over here. Yeah, they don't turn. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. So one thing, we'll see in a minute. Shoes Saif Hagilgoilis, it's the end of the skull. Gohu neged upon him. And this is opposite the face. Voloikolkach Lamato Keneged Agorim, but it should not be so low that it should be connected the Gorim. That means so if it's connected the Gorim, so then it's all good. That's too low. Now he's going to elaborate a little bit. So one sec. We have a gum. We'll see in a minute. So let's just finish. V'toyim shiemunach ikar hakesher lemaila min haguma. That means like this. That we have over here, we have a guma. The guma is, and we have an indentation, and the indentation is when the skull ends. When the skull is a picture of a skull, the skull ends, and we have an indentation.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. V'toyim shiemunach ikar hakesher lemaila min haguma. The ikar kesher, or leila, is either the, so there are different menogim. The Pesach Tshuva brings down. Really, these menogim are very much dependent how your head is shaped. That means you need a head to be masim to the tefillin. That means other people, they make that the whole kesher is over the guma. That means before the guma starts. And others hold this is preferable. And that's the end of the Eilif. That's the end of the Eilif. That's where before the guma starts. That's what others hold. Others hold if it starts by the Eilif and it goes into the guma, it's also good. It's also good. So now he's saying, look, but it shouldn't go all the way down, that it should be, that if you look at it, it would be by the Gorim. So that's Sichanat. That's Sichanat the Mokim. So now,
the kesher is about this size.
Yes.
It should be underneath, on the middle of the beginning.
So preferably, the whole kesher should be. If you can make the whole kesher before the indentation, the hardest hole, that's very good. If you before it goes out, before the indentation, right over the bone. Yeah, so this bone is still the iris. This bone is like, yeah. Okay, the end of the bone. Okay. So now, like this, Shama Mafrek is at Sava Vlayer. Lachain Yeshli Zoyel. So my male Vatashi Munach Ikara Kesha. So Ikara Kesha, the Mid Mishabu is God saying the rive of the Kesha, Lamaila Mina Gume. That means some of the Kesha can go into the Gume, but the main Kesha should be Lamaila Mina Gume. Valkaponim Yeshli Zoyel. If you can't do that, so Yafulamitsa Kesha Munach Babokim Ponim Yisayel. Really, it's not. That's a simen where no hair is growing. That's a simen that's connected to tzavo. The shomu mafrekas tzavo of the yoyzer. L'chein. Therefore, yesh lizoyer, a person should be careful. Shetia ritzua makefes harosh. The ritzua that's makef the rosh mitzumtemes umodekes svib roshay. That means it should be tight and should be exact around his head. It shouldn't be a large ritzua, which makes it wobbly. The oz, if you have a larger ritzua, he can tell to the user. Chodah, number one, the tzrich and hiddik mamish, the tefillin have to be tight. That's called the kshira of the tefillin. That it's tightened to the rosh, and if you have a loose ritzua, so you don't have a kshira. The bina ukshaltam lois. Vahidik hu a kshira, that would you tighten it to the rosh, that is called the kshalt. Number one. Number two, shaynis, dimheim refuyim, if it's loose, soviv hekef a rosh, yipolak, so then it won't stay in one place. It's either yipolak tzitzel lefonav al mitzvah, so then the tefillin will slide down, it'll be on his forehead, or yipa la kesha la chayru v'mata b'savari, or the kesha will go underneath, it will be opposite the neck, v'la yibim kaimon v'la yilem.